Welcome to the Nearly Coherent Podcast. I'm Ed.
I am Jeff.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm good, man. How was your Thanksgiving?
It's delightful. I've eaten my weight in turkey and pie, so I'm feeling good.
So I had a turkey. A friend of mine had some folks over on Saturday night, and his wife is an outstanding cook, and she made a turkey that she had been brining since Tuesday.
Hot damn.
Yeah, now, I asked her, you know, what brining is, because I wasn't exactly sure. And it's basically like you're marinating it in like this salt water and spices bath.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, this turkey was incredible.
Brining does some real good work.
I guess so. It was delicious.
Yeah. I had a brined turkey once in my life. And it was amazing.
Yeah, this was the best turkey I've ever eaten.
I don't really have the patience to do that as a regular thing, or the space to do that as a regular thing. But the one time I had it.
Because a turkey is a big-ass bird.
It is. It's a quite the large
fowl. I wonder what else do you brine?
You can brine chicken.
All right, that's probably a little bit more logistically possible.
I think you can brine a duck.
I don't want to eat duck. You ever eat duck?
I do.
You like duck?
I love duck. Duck's delicious.
It is. It's a little bit too greasy for me.
Gotta get one of them organic ducks. Much less greasy.
I could just go down to Wantagh Park and shoot one myself.
Yeah, sure, if you want to get, like, super cancer.
Oh, yeah, that's what those Wantagh ducks are?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they're not good.
Everything is super cancer now, though.
Yeah, well, you know, these ones are real special super cancer.
Okay.
I think it causes just cancer of your pee hole.
I don't want that.
No. Why would you want that?
Yeah, I don't want that. That's a very
specific
cancer to have.
Yeah.
Anyway, this was the best turkey I've ever eaten. And she made these sweet potatoes that were, like, candied and cut up. I don't know. They were real good. I can't get into the whole thing. It's making me hungry. But then, after that, they wanted to play this board game called the 90s game.
Okay.
So their little ones, all the kids were there. And their little ones got out this game called Speak Out, which is where you put one of those, like, lip separators in that holds your mouth open, and you have to talk and guess what they're saying. And without your lips, obviously, you don't speak very well.
That sounds like a really good way of passing herpes along to people.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Well, I looked at my wife. I'm like, oh, God, they're going to put those dirty things. And then the wife... My buddy Eric's wife goes, oh, wait, we have a bunch that just came out of the dishwasher. Use these. Like, I was like, oh, thank God, they're clean people. So they were playing that, and in the cabinet right there is a thing called the 90s game. I'm like, oh, what's the 90s game? They're like, oh, it's a 90s trivia game. They all thought, because I'm about 10 years younger.
Mm-hmm.
I'm about 10 years younger than most of them. My wife is a year younger than I am. And they were like, oh, he's not going to... They all thought I was not going to remember... or I should say, not be great at that game.
Those were your formative years, man.
They...
What bunch of idiots.
So wrong. I kicked Dummies. Their fucking asses in that game.
I'm glad you did.
I did.
That's the comeuppance.
I did.
That's what they deserve.
And I'm very competitive, so...
I've never noticed.
Yeah. So my daughter, I could see, was starting to get tired. And I go, oh, like, Juliana's getting tired. I gotta kick it up a notch. I gotta end this game. And I must have answered like 12 questions in a row. We ended up winning. I'm like, I gotta get the fuck out of here. It was, but it was good. The 90s game. It's no longer made, which sucks.
That is disappointing.
Yeah, that is disappointing. But it was good.
It'll come back. Everything from the 90s is back.
Yeah, it's true. So what about you? What else is new?
Nothing. Just, you know, living life.
That's good.
Crushing it.
That's also good.
Eating pie and then taking naps.
Doing better than the Justice League movie.
Yeah. Yeah. It's hard not to.
I saw...
You could have pee hole cancer and be doing better than the Justice League movie.
I you know what? I still... I'll see it eventually, but I will not go see it in theaters.
I'll tell you this much. I will buy it when it comes out.
Okay.
I enjoyed it to that degree.
Okay. Yeah, I'll borrow it.
It probably won't be a...
I'll borrow it when it comes out.
It won't be a regular viewing, but, you know...
Check it out.
There's certain parts where I'd be like, all right.
You know what I did like very much? Ragnarok.
Ragnarok was great.
That was a very, very good movie.
Mm-hmm. You are darn tootin', my good man.
Korg?
Korg is great.
Hilarious. The best is... So that's the director doing the mocap and the voice for Korg.
Yeah.
And he's got a very funny name.
Takiti something.
It's Taika Waititi or something like that.
Something like that, yeah.
Right? He's got that New Zealand accent.
Yeah.
Love it.
The New Zealand accent is one of my favorites.
I love
of
it.
All time.
And he's got that slightly high-pitched voice coming out of that giant rock creature. It was pretty damn funny.
That's good.
But yeah, that was a really, really good movie.
Yeah.
Easily the best Thor.
Oh, yeah.
Like, easily.
Mm-hmm.
And I may have liked that better than, at least Age of Ultron. I liked it better.
Just the Philadelphia story with Captain America.
I slipped. I liked it better than Age of Ultron. I don't know if I liked it better than the first Avengers, but it's up there.
The first Avengers or the first Avenger?
No. The first Avengers movie, okay. Not Captain America.
Okay.
The first Avenger.
I'll tell you this much. It's now level the playing field between Thor and Iron Man's trilogies, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay.
Really put them on the same...
So you're saying this one was as good as Iron Man 1?
Yeah.
And the original Thor was as good as Iron Man 2?
Yeah.
If you know what? If you're going to say that those were even, then I'm going to say that the Thor trilogy is better than the Iron Man trilogy. Because I thought the Dark World was better than Iron Man 3.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that. That's a real toss-up for me.
You see...
My biggest problem with Iron Man 3, though, and this is just a me problem, is that if you have a movie in the summer and it's set at Christmas time, I hate it.
Okay.
I can't handle that.
Well, I think my biggest problem...
Freaks me out.
My biggest problem was it's the biggest waste of a great villain.
I don't know what you're talking about. I haven't blacked that out of my mind.
See? You're giving Iron Man 3 too much credit, I think.
I definitely am.
Right? But you're saying Ragnarok better than Iron Man 1, or as good as Iron Man 1?
As good as, if not possibly better.
Okay.
Because
I think Iron Man 1 benefits from the nostalgia factor,
yeah.
Or from the Michael Jordan effect, where because it was the first to do something the way that it did,
yeah,
people are going to say that it's the greatest.
Yeah, because, I mean, if you go through it, you just kind of... really, like, look at it from a not-knowing-what's-going-to-happen perspective, the story makes no sense whatsoever.
None.
They don't really telegraph Obadiah going to be bad at all. That comes completely out of left field. Unless if you already know that he's the Ironmonger from the comics.
Right.
Yeah.
Which I guess if you go back, there's probably quite a few things that if you don't know them from the comics, they don't make a whole hell of a lot of sense.
Yeah. Yeah, there are. There's a bunch. I remember watching it with somebody who... like back when it first came out on DVD at that point, and somebody being like, "This what is going?" Like, I love it because Robert Downey Jr. is charming as hell, but what is happening right now?
Yeah,
why is all this occurring?
Although I guess you could say the same about a lot of the stuff that just happened in Ragnarok, but it is a good movie.
You could, and but Goldblum? At least it make yeah. First of all, you have the Goldblum.
He was very good.
Which just pushes it above and beyond. And I just want, I want somehow the Collector and the Grandmaster to just hang out together like they do in the comics sometimes.
Are they arguing. Brothers?
They're both Celestials.
Okay. I had read, or I'd heard, maybe I just misheard. I thought that they were somehow related.
They are, I mean, all Celestials are related.
What is Ego?
Ego, in the comics, he is just a living planet, as far as I recall. But in the movies universe, he is a Celestial as well.
He is. So the three of them are...
There's a bunch of
the same... No, but in the cinematic universe...
They should all be around the same...
All three of them are basically of the same species or race or order or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, like, they're supposed to be timeless beings that have amassed great power because they're just around forever.
Are there any others?
I mean, there are, but they're tied up at Fox.
Who's that?
Technically, Galactus wouldn't really be one, but you could consider him one. It's not really one, but whatever. Thanos is over here, but he's a
Titan, right?
Well, he's the Mad Titan. Yeah, okay. Yeah, there's a bunch, and I can't remember anything right now. I barely remember my own name, frankly.
What is the one that they said was in Ant-Man? Eternity?
Eternity, yeah. Eternity would... In the hierarchy of things, it kind of would go, Eternity is here. This is the top part for those of you listening who aren't looking. And then, like, beneath Eternity...
Are the Celestials?
Yeah. Eternity doesn't give a shit about anything else that's going on. Because Eternity is infinite and... ancient, and it's just there to keep order.
So, I think that this movie, probably more so than any of the other ones, with the exception of the first two Avengers, this movie has done more to set up Infinity War than any of them.
Yes.
This did a lot to move the universe forward, I think.
There was a lot of heavy lifting done here, and there's a lot of heavy lifting done in the first Guardians. Because that's what they finally explained to the Infinity Stones.
Okay. So this is...
This is like the second shoulder that's holding the weight.
Yeah. Well, I noticed... So Loki definitely stole the space stone.
Oh, 100%. The Tesseract. We don't really know what the stones are named in the cinematic universe.
Oh, you're right. But so he definitely stole the Tesseract.
Yes.
Hela's not dead.
Well, I mean, she's the goddess of death, so I'd imagine not.
Right. Hela's not gone. So what I'm thinking is, for those that don't know from the comic books, and correct me if I stray from the path here.
I will.
But isn't Thanos in love with the embodiment of death?
Yes.
Now... In the comic books, Death and Hela are two different people.
Correct.
I would assume, for budgetary and creative and continuity and confusion purposes, that they'll combine those two and have Hela be a love interest of Thanos, possibly.
I don't think they're going to go in that way, because that's kind of like more... It's like... Dark side looking for the anti-life equation. You don't really need to have be the center focus.
Let me rephrase. I don't necessarily think that there'll be a love story there. I feel like Hela will play a role in Thanos' undoing in the movies.
I doubt it.
Yeah?
I doubt that they're bringing Hela back for this. They might bring her back in 4, maybe, on a very... rare chance, but I kind of think that they're going to...
But I thought 4 is... I know that it's no longer called Infinity Wars Part 2.
No, but they still...
But Thanos is still... I thought that Thanos is still going to be in 4, and it was still going to be the battle with him over the Infinity Stones.
We don't know, but I'd imagine it is. Thanos isn't the sort of villain that you wrap up in one movie.
Yeah. Especially not when you've been building him up for 10 or 15 or however many movies
it'll
it's
be like,
been.
It'll be 17
or something. Oh, I know, and I know he's not in every single one, or he's not referenced in every single one, but he is the culmination of this whole...
By the time it's done,
this
22
whole
movie.
Two decades of
yeah.
freaking movies. What is it, 10 years ago?
Yeah.
Whole decade worth of movies that have come out, and he is the big bad for all of them. This is the boss level for that. So I would imagine he's not going to be defeated easily and in one movie either.
No, because, I mean, you have him, then you have the Black Order in there, too. So you got to get rid of them first, and then you get to Thanos.
So he'll... Okay. I want to spoiler Thor so bad right now. But fuck it, I will. this is the in the post-credit scene.
Mm.
The ship?
Yeah, Sanctuary 2.
That's him.
Yeah.
Where's Sanctuary 1?
That's the big rock thing that he was floating on. In Guardians.
When
Ronan comes and
okay,
Nebula goes.
Is that also
sounds
where,
good, Dad?
Is that also where Loki meets up with him?
I think it's supposed to be the same spot. They look very different, but I think that's just a
that
stylistic.
That just might be CGI.
Yeah,
right.
Because he changes his outfit between Avengers and Guardians. There's no closet on that rock.
Well, you don't know.
No, I know.
Could be a cavern.
I've done a lot of research into the floating rock formations.
Right.
I don't see a closet.
So that's just a rock that he floats on, huh?
That's a rock throne.
That's pretty good.
Sort of deal. Yeah, you know, I mean, like, if you're going to get a chair, you got to have one with good lumbar support. So I can only imagine that one that you've carved out of rock would have a good, solid...
That floats through space.
Yeah. That you can rotate in the free-wheeling... vacuum.
So this ship is Sanctuary 2.
Yes.
You think he's on it?
Oh, he's definitely on it. Like 600% he's on it.
So I wonder what do you think? You think this will open?
Yeah.
Maybe not open Infinity War, but I think it'll happen early in Infinity War.
I think it's going to open Infinity War. Because from the footage that was shown at Comic-Con, you had something happening to Thor in space where he gets thrown into where the Guardians are.
Oh, that's right. Doesn't he, like, crash into the...
Into the Milano.
The Milano, the windshield of the Milano or some shit like that?
Yeah. Or whatever ship they have. That one, are they back on the Milano at the end?
I don't remember.
I wish I did.
I guess you would just have to rewatch that.
Shame that, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a real, real downer.
Switching gears.
Which gear are we switching into?
To one that I think
Three,
might aggravate you.
4? 12? Go ahead. Aggravate away.
I could have transitioned it by saying you could stream it, but you may have to pay a premium to stream it from select services if they repeal net neutrality. So... This is an interesting one because I actually have mixed feelings about net neutrality.
What? How?
For the same reasons that I am against socialized medicine. Now, let me clarify.
Please do, because I don't understand the parallels you're drawing.
I am not against the fact that I think as a people, if somebody is in need and somebody needs help, I do believe that they should get it. And I know people are going to argue about illegal immigrants and not paying taxes, and yet they get to go to the hospital for free and this and that. Long story short, without getting too political on social on healthcare, I think that somebody that needs healthcare should get it.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Here's why I look at these two things as being similar.
Yeah.
If you look, we are one of the most innovative countries when it comes to medicine. We have, and I know that there's a genius grant that brings folks from all over the country here so that we reap the benefits of they're genius, right? But one of the reasons we are so innovative when it comes to healthcare is because there is a profit to be made. This is the country that you go to make a profit off of that. We reap the benefits of having some of the best healthcare, most innovative healthcare in the world. Turn that over into the internet. These internet providers, these ISPs, if they don't stand to maximize their profits, that it reduces the incentive for them to go out there and innovate.
Okay.
Now, I'm not saying that they won't. But,
well, before you go anywhere, I just want to clear one huge thing up. Your entire analogy doesn't work.
Why?
Because that's not what net neutrality is about. This has nothing to do with cable companies are making money hand over fist. They have a bajillion dollars. They're not poor. They're not making their money. All they want to do is be able to choose what you get to see at what speed on the internet. This is why you're the medicine thing and I were like, what? Huh? Because this would be more like saying your water company should be able to decide that your hot water comes out slower than your cold water for some weird-ass reason that makes no sense other than that they make more money on cold water for some reason. And they want to stifle any innovation in the hot water industry. What all net neutrality is saying that all traffic should be the same. You can't prejudge what the traffic is. You can't stop the traffic because you want to... Here. You get yourself Verizon, right?
Right.
Okay. Verizon owns Yahoo. So Verizon decides that Yahoo will load on your computer faster than Google.
Than Google will.
Not only that, later on they decide if you want to go to Google, you have to pay $5 extra a month. Or you could just use Yahoo. What does that do to Google?
That hurts Google.
What? Now, if you look at a company that's on the internet versus the company that's just the dumb pipe, that's not a playing field that is the same thing. So they shouldn't be able to decide how fast I get to go to whatever site I want to be on the internet. That's where you start. And then you get, if you want to go down the rabbit hole of just shenanigans, let's say down the line, Rupert Murdoch buys Verizon. Right. All of a sudden, all you're seeing is Fox News because everything else is dead. Net neutrality isn't here to prevent somebody from making profits. Comcast has figured out ways to make money off of people for decades.
But they can make... What I'm saying is with... And I understand. I know that that's what net neutrality has brought about. What that is what net neutrality was instated for. They are treating the internet the same way that they're treating it as if it was a utility,
right?
Regulating it as if it was a utility so that basically the people can't be taken advantage of, if you will, right? And like I said, I see that argument, and from a practical standpoint, I want to be able to browse what I want, when I want, the services that I already pay for. I don't want to have to pay Netflix $13 a month and then Verizon another $8 to be able to go and access it. You know?
Then you want net neutrality.
I wasn't saying I'm against net neutrality.
Well, you're saying you can see both sides.
I do see both sides.
Okay. Here's where we're disagreeing on the phrase seeing both sides. You can see the good on both sides, or you can see the bullshit that the ISPs are trying to push and the actual truth.
No, I can
see... Because this isn't a case of, like, where there's an actual line of, like, oh, well, maybe if we just talk it, we'll understand. No, this is right and wrong.
But there's...
This is the most black and white issue that you could possibly have.
I see, and I don't think that it's a black and white issue.
Oh, it 100% is.
I really don't, because on the other side, Netflix, who's one of the internet... as opposed to the pipelines, Netflix has multiple times throttled their customers on certain ISPs and on certain movies and on certain content.
Incorrect.
That's not incorrect.
No,
they've done it. It's documented.
No, what's documented is that they had to do that because they were getting screwed by Comcast. See, what you're going... It's,
other than Comcast, they've done that.
Verizon has throttled them. The throttling doesn't come from the site that you're going to. The throttling comes, again, can only
they
come...
They can limit bandwidth to certain content.
No.
They said they can.
No, they can't.
I'll pull the article up that they...
Please do.
Because they had to say it
in court. I will pay you $25 right now.
You got it. $25 on the line.
That you can't choose, pick and choose what ISP you're going to... Because they're not the ISP. They are a server.
Right.
They have to go from there to Level 3 Communications, I think it was the thing, or the Network Solutions, or whoever the hell it was. That connects to Comcast. Comcast then throttled them down because they weren't going to pay extra money because
of the
connection.
Your unlimited plans on your cell phone are unlimited until you use too much, and then they go, well, you're not really unlimited.
Exactly.
We're going to slow you down. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. This isn't a case of... No. I hard disagree with you, buddy.
That's fine. I'm not...
This is the first time I think we've ever actually had an argument on the podcast.
I'm not saying... Well, what I'm saying is...
I mean,
is,
we fist fight all the time.
I don't
here.
Think that... I would not vote against net neutrality. I think that net neutrality should stay. But I think we might see benefits if net neutrality goes away.
No, you're not. You're absolutely not.
You don't think so at
you
all?
You are 1,000% wrong about that.
I don't know, man.
No.
I think we might.
Why would Comcast want you to be able to get to Netflix when you can do Xfinity's movie streaming that only has, like, you know, new Adam Sandler movies and just one picture of a person swinging their scrotum in front of a camera?
Now, because I think that part of the thing that they'd have to worry about if... The FCC relinquishes their control. Mm-hmm. The control, well, I won't say the control. The then watchdog governing body becomes the FTC.
And they've done such a bang-up job of really making sure that you have multiple choices of internet providers, haven't they? Really paying attention to that good old internet company. How many choices do you think most people in America have for their internet provider?
Probably 1 to 2 maximum.
One. Like 78% of the country only has one.
Now, why is that?
Because there's not enough money in it, quote unquote, allegedly, to go and build out your network, even though it's all kind of already there. So there's rural places, but they have agreements amongst each other about, oh, well, we won't go here.
So
you should stay there. And then we're going to go ahead and buy the smaller ones, so that we get an even bigger grasp on everything.
If... Well, go ahead.
No, I'm just getting worked up.
Why?
Because this is like a... Whew!
So what happens when they repeal it?
What happens when they repeal it? Initially, nothing, because they're going to want everybody to be like, well, I guess we're fine then. And then they're going to slowly start doing exactly what the mobile companies start doing, where if you're, like, on T-Mobile and you have their binge-on thing, oh, well, if you do your Netflix at 480, we won't charge you against that, but we're not going to do the same thing for X, Y, or Z. The video one isn't a great example because, you know, they've done it for that and Hulu, which are basically your two big ones. But, like, you know, what about your music things?
Now, what about this 78% of people that right now only have the one choice? Do you not think that these companies would look to cash in if they can now? If they're now unregulated where they can make whatever money they want, they wouldn't go for that?
Here's the thing, Jeff. They can make whatever money they want now. This has nothing to do with the building out. They're claiming it has things to do with the building out of the networks, but it doesn't. All it does is prevent you from allowing one website to get through at one speed and one website to get through another.
So
this has nothing to do with the actual infrastructure.
What do you think happens with... Right, because who stands to... Who stands to lose the most by net neutrality being repealed would be the website end, right?
And us.
I'm talking about money... I'm talking about money-wise, who stands to lose the most money, right? So net neutrality is costing, quote-unquote, the ISPs money. Repealing net neutrality would cost the Netflix, the internet giants, right? The Netflix, yeah. the Amazons, because they're either going to have to work out a deal with everybody saying, all right, don't throttle us and we'll give you a cut of X, Y, and Z, or they're going to, right? Something's going to have to be figured out so that they don't suffer. What do you think, where do you think it'll, who'll step in? Will Google now dump a ton of money into fiber and try to get Google Fiber everywhere where it is an internet giant's ISP? You think that'll come out? Do you think that they'll go the way similar to what the cell phones did, where they all started trying to piecemeal you on shit, and then one of them goes, well, wait a second. If I go back to the unlimited for everything, I'll get a huge market share, and then everybody will start switching back to that. Which one, what do you think will happen?
Well, the difference between cell phone companies and internet providers is that I can get four different cell phone companies here. I can get two different internet providers. Most of the places you can get two or three cell phone providers, unless if you're in like East Butthole, Montana, and you can only get Sprint, God forgive you.
Right.
But when you're dealing with a company that has a national presence, is different than regional monopolies. So what happens to, you know, Time Warner in Los Angeles, if that's who they have, I don't right. know. And what happens to Optimum here are not connected because I can't choose.
You can't choose to be on
the one on the, yeah.
Do you think you would start to see more people jump into the race?
No. Because adding, it is true that it is expensive to build out some infrastructure, but only because the lines aren't handled like telephone lines are. Telephone lines, everybody has to use them. Everybody has to share them.
Mm-hmm.
If you're Optimum, your cabling does not get to be used by Verizon, so Verizon's got to pull it out all their same cable. So the ideal would be that ISPs just become dumbass pipes, and everything else is worked out later. But yeah, no, the whole, you're not going to end up having a price competition between different providers because there aren't
enough different providers,
and you're not going to have new people come out because it's hard to get. As you got to get, you know, local governments on board with doing shit, and they're already lobbied by
zoning,
and they're already lobbied and owned by assorted cable companies that already exist. They are there to stifle innovation.
But the web giants are now going to have to put that money into lobbying the way these ISPs used to have to try to balance it, because they stand to lose the most.
Oh, don't get me wrong. They're absolutely screwing up left and right. Like, they could be stopping this immediately just by lobbying, you know, throwing the bazillion dollars that they have.
So, right, that's the thing, right? They have, what, $1.3 trillion or something like that? Like, in the combined top guys, I think they make $300 billion a year in revenue.
And who among us doesn't?
Right. What is it about this that they're not stopping it?
The longevity and the organization of the ISP lobbyists is way better. Like, you can't get...
Okay, yeah, because they've been doing it forever.
Yeah, and you only have a handful of players in ISPs, whereas you have a bazillion different people with a bazillion different needs, and most of them are counteracting each other. So getting everybody to be on board on one thing is a little bit difficult, because these are a whole bunch of idiot bros. Stupid bastards.
So... you're against repealing...
Yeah, super hardcore.
Net neutrality.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry, did I leave that a little...
No,
leave a little wiggle room?
No, like I said, I don't think it can be repealed. And I guess,
well,
what I was saying
there is some hope in that if they do repeal it. I was reading this morning, so I may be wrong about the logistics of it, but there's a good chance that it could be overturned in court, because you can't just decide a regulation that was passed and has been passed, and there's no mitigating factor except for the fact that the guy who's running the FCC used to be a Verizon lobbyist. You can't just arbitrarily decide, you know what? We don't want to do these regulations anymore.
Right. So they would have to...
Yeah, it could be held up in court for a gajillion years.
I mean, this could go all the way to the Supreme Court. I would think that the internet being treated as either a utility or as a common capitalistic marketplace would be a pretty big precedent.
Yeah.
So you think that it could be held up for a very long time?
Oh yeah.
Well, like I said, I was not saying that repealing net neutrality was a good thing.
Oh, yeah, but I was kind of presuming you were coming at it from a, let's get Fatboy over here riled up a little bit.
Give
it a little spice for this episode.
I did like doing that. But part of me wants to, part of me is hoping that if or when it does get repealed, that there is some good that may come out of it.
Do you remember the last time you said that you were hoping there was some good that came out of something bad?
It was Donald Trump.
Yeah. Yeah. How's that worked out for you, buddy?
Well, listen. We're still alive.
There's a high bar to clear.
We're still alive.
Are we, though? Are we sure we're not on the island from Lost? I don't know that we are. I saw a polar bear walking by the other day.
Yeah, but if I don't know... If I don't know, then, you know, it is what it is.
All right, I can get behind that.
You know? I don't know if there's a lot more that I can say on good that has come out of...
Yeah, no. We're not dead yet. I'm sure he's tweeted something horrible at Kim Jong-un to take off the fact that he was an idiot today, so whatever. It's fine.
I think... No, that's not true. I can't think of anything else. Maybe I'm not wrong about this one. Maybe I am. We'll have to see. But I am just hoping that if net neutrality gets repealed, that it sparks some kind of innovation. Because I don't think that the internet is as good as it's ever going to be.
Yeah, well, I hope Jennifer Lawrence shows up at my house tomorrow and tells me to marry her.
Right.
I think mine has more of a chance to happen than yours.
I don't know, man. Listen, when there's money to be made, somebody's going to figure out a way to make more of it.
Yeah, but when the money's only going to be made by stomping on our throats, and they're still going to be making their money... Who's going to give a shit?
I tell you, there's also a part of me that would be all right if they took the internet away completely.
It's rude. This is like our entire reason to be able to do this. And
yeah, I know.
I'll never see you again.
Well, maybe we could get a radio show.
Yeah, they'll be banging down the door for a guy who can't not F-bomb every 20 minutes.
I could do that. Have I said any of this one?
Yes, many.
Really?
Yeah. I believe you called me, and I'm... directly quoting here, a effing fat tub of crap.
I definitely didn't do that.
I think you did.
I think you need to listen back to this to see how many F-bombs I've dropped.
Never.
I don't think it's that many.
I think it's more than three. Tell you this much. It's at least 20 times what I've done.
Because I've done 20 times zero.
Yeah, yeah.
Anything times zero.
Yeah, I almost slipped up, though. I almost slipped up once. But I saved myself. You're welcome, Dad.
Ask your dad if he'll count up the number for me. Because I really don't think it's that many.
I'll put it in the episode description. But, so somebody count this and tweet it at us.
But either way, net neutrality I hope I'm wrong. I mean, I hope I'm right. If it gets repealed, I hope that my hopes for it are correct.
And if it does get repealed, I hope that your hopes that I married Jennifer Lawrence by the end of the month are also correct.
Also correct.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing. If it gets repealed, you should be hoping that I'm right. You should be hoping that...
Yeah, but you're not... It's the same that I always say. I do hope for the best of everything.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
But I presume everyone's going to let me down anyway.
Okay. And you may with this as well.
Yeah, I do. I 100% do.
And I do think there'll definitely be a Dark Ages, if you will. I wonder if there'll be a way to connect through another country.
They'll be able to throttle that now. You're going to lose everything. You're going to lose all the access to your porn.
That's a shame.
Yeah.
Wait a second.
That's what you're hoping for.
Wait a second. Wait, first of all, don't put words in my mouth. I'm not hoping
that net neutrality
is repealed. What I was saying was...
You are hopeful that they're not going to take away your porn.
Open market on ISPs could very well cause innovation growth.
If this is going to cause an open market on ISPs, you might be right. But it's not. And then you're going to not have any more porn anymore, Jeff.
That's a tough pill to swallow.
Yeah.
That's a tough pill to swallow.
So are you saying that maybe people should try to, like, I don't know, write to a whatever stupid asshole FCC
guy? I definitely think that they should do that anyway.
I think they should do it and, like, tweet him pictures of, like, Richard Nixon and Dick Van Dyke. Just send him a whole bunch of dick pics but not of dicks. Send your wiener. Just send, like, cans of spotted dick.
Different pictures of guys named Dick, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's going to get our point across.
It is if you hashtag it, save our dick pics.
It'll be funny.
Yeah, that's all I care about, really. If it's funny for me, then that'll be fun.
Okay.
Because, whatever, everything's going to...
What ISP do you have now?
Optimum.
Okay.
Because I hate Verizon.
Now, they are, they're actually, what, a UK-based company now, aren't they?
Yeah, they're owned by Altice Communications, which is French.
Oh, it's French, okay. I wonder if maybe they'll play nice.
So far, they have.
What do you mean?
They haven't tried to do anything like data caps or any weird shit yet.
Well, what could they do?
They could put on data caps and...
Can Verizon do that?
Sure.
As it is,
yeah.
As it stands now?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. How would net neutrality work for the cell phone providers?
It doesn't. It doesn't affect them at all. It doesn't affect them at all now. This is the thing that caused the whole problem, why everyone was mad at Verizon. It was fine 2 years ago when it affected both mobile and regular ISPs. It was, you know, sure, you couldn't do, like, here's free streaming for your Netflix, but nobody was looking into anything. And then Verizon had to sue the FCC, and that's caused all this hullabaloo.
God.
That's why I don't like Verizon.
Is Verizon the most evil company in America?
No, Walmart is, but Verizon's pretty close.
Wow, you think Walmart's more evil than Verizon?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, at least Verizon pays their employees a living wage.
Okay. I hope my internet doesn't get turned off because I asked about Verizon being evil.
I think it might, but, you know, that's okay.
I hope they realize that I asked.
You did. You were throwing out a hypothetical.
Yeah.
Whereas I'm saying Verizon eats Satan's butthole.
Wow. Well, good luck to you, sir.
I've got Optimum, and I don't have Verizon for my cell phone, so I'm fine.
They'll get you somehow.
Yeah, they'll go buy T-Mobile you imagine tomorrow.
You're going to anger them so badly that they go and buy your cell phone provider and Optimum. Actually, they can't buy Optimum.
They can't buy Optimum now.
They'd be a monopoly.
Well, yeah, mostly. Who knows how that's going to work out? If AT&T can buy Time Warner, which owns Time Warner Cable, and they already own DirecTV, then, monopolies don't exist anymore. Welcome to 2017.
I,
Everything is awful.
I was driving back to my office today, and I saw those things that folks refer to as chemtrails.
Oh, yeah. Did you?
Yeah. Now, I honestly don't know what they are. I don't know if they're chemtrails. I don't know if they're...
I just call them plane farts.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know if they're just old planes tooting in the sky. Like, I don't know what the fuck it is. But part of me was like...
old planes tooting in the sky.
Part of me was like, I wish they would just get this over with. Like, stop dragging all this out.
Oh, yeah, if we could have a world-ending event, that'd be
not
great.
Not even world-ending, but if they're looking to control our minds or control whatever, if they're just going to make us drones, like, can you just fucking do it already?
Seriously, let's get...
There's my F-bomb, by the way.
Yeah, there's your one.
I don't know if it's one, but I know that it's not many. But, yeah, just do it already, man. If you're gonna get there, just get there.
Yeah, seriously. Just do it. Just rip us apart. Take our minds. Just come on.
I'm glad I got to you.
I came here in such a good mood.
It felt so good. You know what I was thinking when I was thinking about it earlier? I purposely started going and looking for pro net neutrality stuff so that I could rile you up. And I did very successfully, by the way.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when people try to argue facts with complete falsehoods. But, you know, whatever, it's fine. I love you anyway, Jeff.
I love how much I was able to get to you. You usually stay pretty calm.
This is one of those ones where, like, I wasn't even mad. I was just disappointed, and then I got mad that I was disappointed.
That's why I'm like, all right, I gotta keep going. Let's keep going. By the way,
yeah,
the article about Netflix.
What did it come from? InfoWars?
No, it came from Yahoo. It really did. I swear to you, that's where it came from. The article about Netflix came from Yahoo, and in the article, they even write. They even write that we know that Yahoo is owned by Verizon. I'm like, oh, this is fucking genius. They're even saying it.
Yeah.
It might as well be an advertisement for Verizon.
More or less is. You got anything else for me, buddy? Now that my heart rate is spiked and I need to go drink.
Trump is our best president ever.